You're listening to Listen Up with James Potts and co-hosts Jamal Potts and Zaylor Stout, only on LA Talk Radio.
All right, Jim and Jamal and Zaylor back on the air. And as always, thank you so much for sharing your Sunday afternoon or your Sunday evening with us. We really, truly appreciate you spending your time with us. Hey, guys, say hello.
Hey, happy Sunday, everybody.
Welcome, welcome, everyone.
All right. And as usual, if anybody has anything that they want, a lot of people have been texting us and emailing us. Anybody that wants to call in is welcome to do so at 323-203-8015 if anybody wants to.
0815.
Correct. Thank you. In case anybody wants to call in, please be glad to do so. Look, today we're going to be talking about, Biden made a lot of campaign promises. All these guys, when they run for office, make campaign promises. From what I'm seeing, some of the Democrats are even upset because the agenda is not being pushed along the way even some of the Democrats would like to see it. So we're going to be talking about some of those things today. And getting three different perspectives on some of these different categories we're going to be talking about. But before we do that, of course, we're going to be doing our emails. And as usual, we're going to be talking about our blast and any shout outs that we may have. I'll ask Zayla. Zayla doesn't seem like he ever has any blasts, but I'll ask him anyway. Zayla, you got any blasts?
No, I'm always entertained by yours.
Mine? You mean Jamal's?
Well, yours and Jamal's. Y'all are the ones that have been doing the blast for years.
Jamal, what you got, man? Well, you can do shout-out, Zell. I mean, you did a shout-out last week. But at any rate, Jamal, talk to us.
I want you to go first, Mr. Potts. Mine's a little bit longer.
Well, I have two. One, I'm putting LeBron James on blast. That guy, when he lost in the NBA playoffs, refused to shake any hands from the opposing team. Apparently, he has a habit of doing that. You know, LeBron, you know, the message is very clear. You're one of the top players in the NBA, and you need to show a little bit more restraint in terms of your anti-emotions, so to speak. You've got – how many rings do you have? How many, you know, times have you been, you know, to the finals and all of that? So somebody else ends up going there, and you want to pout like some nine-year-old. I mean, I just think that that's wrong personally, and I think you need to set the example. You're not happy about not winning, then make sure your team is there next year doing what they're supposed to be doing. So at any rate, so putting LeBron James on blast. All right. That's one. Second one is on Joe Biden. I heard Joe Biden that says that he wants to, as part of one of these packages, he wants $80 billion for the sole purpose of hiring 87,000 new IRS agents so that they can go out and start doing a lot of auditing of people's taxes and things of that nature. Now, look, his agenda is clear because Elizabeth Warren is the one who, even when she was running for office, brought that issue up. She wanted to put out, she wanted 100,000 new ones. So he's doing 87. She's not happy about it, but so what? But to me, this is going to create a nightmare, not necessarily for people that are doing something wrong, but you're going to have 87,000 people out there that are going to be new to this system, that are going to be trying to make a name for themselves, and they're going to be so ticky-tack with some of this. And even if you come out clean, it's going to be aggravating to have to go through an IRS audit. So at any rate, how do you guys feel about it? Zell, I'll let you go first, and I'll bring it to Jamal.
Yeah, it's my understanding that the majority of folks that are audited are folks that are on the lower end of the tax of the earnings scale. And so it ends up being that the majority of the folks that are making more money on the higher end of the tax scale are the ones that don't end up getting audited. And so if this creates a situation where you have more equality in regards to who's getting audited in regards to taxes, I can assure you, it takes a lot more resources to audit a Jeff Bezos than it does to audit a Zaylor, Jim Potts, or Jamal Potts. So if it's creating some equity, I'm not against it.
Time out, Z. I'm not going to sit here and let you put Jim Potts in the same bracket as you and I, son. I'm not letting that happen.
I'm saying we're on the lower end of the tax scale. I'm saying we're on the lower end of the tax scale.
No. I would not let Thurston Howell.
All right. Don't be talking about my business, Jamal. Zell is right. I am on the lower side of the tax scale, man.
I put a number out there.
Yeah, I'm looking for paycheck to paycheck, just like you guys, man. So let's go. Let's say it that way. I don't know what IRS agent is listening. So let's just say.
Hey, okay. Let's put it this way, man. You sign my checks. So you do better than me.
So, Jamal, you got anything to add to this tax one, this tax blast?
Man, this is what the Democrats do, man. If there's some tax money out there, they're going to go get it, man. But I'm not, listen, I'm worried about it in terms of not that I think I'm doing anything wrong, but they seem to find people doing something wrong that they didn't think was doing wrong. I don't really like the whole idea of it because I'm not the one trying to put money in offshore accounts. I'm not trying to put all $50 over there. You know what I mean? And nor do they want my $50.
But so, you know, okay, Joe, I'm sorry.
So go after the ones that got the offshore accounts. And I think a lot of them in their own group, that in their own social clubs, are the problems. It's not us.
You know, here's the deal. The real deal to this is those people up there, they're going to find their ways. Okay? They're going to hire the best. And they're going to do what they got to do. I fully agree with that. Okay. My only concern, and I don't have anything to hide. We have a CPA firm that handles all of our stuff and we make sure all of our stuff is right. But that does not mean, okay, that they won't come after us because we are a small business. Okay. Because they're not going to be going after that 20% of those larger businesses. That's not where the money is. They're going to be looking for those 80%ers because they know small businesses, you know, that they may have to bob and weave, so, you know, so to speak. So, no, it's more than just the individuals. They're going to be looking at corporations as well, and they're going to be looking at the smaller businessman. Because those bigger businesses like Walmart, come on. And Zayla, before when you said that they don't go after the big boys, well, just remember something. Trump for 4 years never gave up his tax returns because, quote, unquote, he was being audited.
Well, I don't take his word for it.
Not that we know that he was, okay, but we only know what he was saying, okay? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think with all these new people that are learning the business, we just, you know, hey, I just don't like it. You know, to me, when you're hiring people specifically to go after people, I have a problem with that. But again, in my opinion, Joe Biden is catering once again to the progressives because they are the ones who brought that issue up first, not him. And he's bending over as usual for the progressives. So
can I ask you a quick question, Jim?
Yeah, go ahead and ask me a quick question.
So how is this different than hiring more police officers to enforce the law? Hiring folks that are going to work in the IRS, they're going to be tracking taxes and ensuring people pay their taxes. What's the difference between this situation where it's law enforcement, right? They're breaking laws if you're not paying the taxes the right way.
Here we go. Because now your boys are defunding the police and getting rid of police officers.
Don't throw that on me.
So let's do this. Let's defund the IRS and get rid of some of them, if you want to make the analogy.
Don't do the Fox News and switch it. Answer the question. What's the difference?
Wait, what's Fox News got to do with it?
Deflect.
Huh?
Deflect.
Not answering the question.
If the Fox News deflects, let's go to Kamala Harris the other day.
I know that's real bad.
Where do you go to the border? You want to, don't make it sound like
we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Don't deflect. Stick to the question. The question was very straightforward.
CNN do the same thing. They all do the same thing. So who are you?
The question was straightforward. What is the difference between hiring more IRS agents who are law enforcement as opposed to police? That's a question for you, not me.
Okay. They need more police officers because we don't have enough police officers. That's why they're hiring police officers. Okay.
We don't have enough.
We've had a lot of them because now they've quit because of all the negative that people are putting out there, whether it's true or false. That's what they're doing. Look, let me explain something. I don't have a problem, okay, with the government in terms of how they want to run their departments. Okay. They want to hire 10,000 people. Go ahead. I told you that the issue for me is that unfortunately, is what's going to happen is that they're going to hire these new people that don't know what they're doing. And they're going to put people through a lot of aggravation with all of this. That's what I think is going to happen. And it would be interesting to see how much they find. Because you got to keep something in mind. They're going to justify their existence. They're going to go through and find stuff so they can come out with some fantastic number that's going to justify their existence. That's the problem as I see it. Okay.
But is it a problem if we already know that there's such and such amount of money that should be paid, being getting paid in taxes that's not, and they're out there to collect that?
Don't get me wrong. I think that we do have to pay our fair share, Zeller. I'm a person that believes that in order for a government to function, they do need the taxes. Do you know how much money the government is losing from unpaid taxes? I have no idea. Somebody just wrote in. And it's true. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, look, this country was founded on a tax issue.
Yeah.
Okay? No taxation representation. We all know that from basic high school. So I agree with you on that. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we should not have a system of cross-checking. We've already got that system in place. Why do we need 87,000 people, new people, to do that? That, to me, just looks like a witch hunt at that point. I see Zella. We lost Zella for a moment.
I'm going to say this about that real quick. You know what? I would be more for it if they stop raising the taxes. So if you're going to go through everybody with a fine-tooth comb, fine. Don't raise our taxes no more then, because you'll be generating more money and squeezing the blood out of a turnip to get more revenue. Don't raise our taxes no more.
You know what? The more you raise the taxes, is the more people are going to look to cheat. I hate to say it, but that's what's going to happen.
I agree, because you keep moving the goalposts.
But I don't know. Like I said, we'll wait and see. Okay. Taxes on businesses are, you guys know. I've talked to you about the business, even with the business that you guys are in with us. You know, the taxes are horrible.
Right.
You know, so, and these politicians have never had a job of their own. I mean, a business of their own. So therefore, for them, this is real easy. Joe Biden has never had a job other than being in politics. Okay. So it's easy to come out with some of this stuff, but the realities are, we'll wait and see. But I'll make it clear. I think everybody needs to pay their fair share. I do believe that. Okay. Do people, you know, skim here and there? Absolutely. Okay. You know that happens. I don't do that because we have a regular qualified CPA firm and we make sure they do everything the right way. Okay. But that doesn't mean we still won't get caught up in something where it's going to be aggravating to have to go through a process and we know we don't have anything, you know, to hide. And they find things or make things up, or you can't do this. Well, when did that law change? Those are my concerns. So we'll wait and see.
Well, I say this, man. I'm kind of worried about the homies at the barbershop making cash.
But see, Jamal, but that's a good point also. There are a lot of people that are working under the table. You know, let's forget businesses. Let's go back to the basics here. How many people are out there working, Jamal, that probably are not paying their taxes? They're working for cash. They're working for cash under the table. I think that stuff is wrong. We don't work for cash under the table. So there is money out there to be found. I don't disagree with that. I got another thing here. Being in the Senate for over 30 years and VP for 8 years are jobs. Really? I don't say that he didn't have a job. I corrected myself. I said a business. A business. And if Biden's been around all of that time, like you're saying, well, you know, maybe he should be further. Never mind. Don't get me. You know, anyway, look.
We did have a president that had a business, and look what happened with that.
You know, yeah, he did a great job, actually. Hey, let's move on to some of the other areas, though.
Hey, man. Oh,
I've been sorry. For
the last 13 minutes to get my blast in here, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I forgot.
Yeah, I know.
You got so caught up talking about these taxes. Go ahead, Jamal.
I got two quick blasts real quick. One, I'm putting this guy named Jamal on the blast. No, it's not me. What happened with Jamal? Jamal hit the lottery, man. He won $30,000. Jamal goes out and buys a $20,000 gold chain.
Ooh, yes.
And got robbed for it at a gas station in Detroit.
You know what, Jamal? I say good for his dumb blank.
Okay? No, he didn't deserve that.
But Jamal. He's first of all, and you know what? I would be interested to know whether Jamal, okay, has any kids. Does he owe any baby mamas money? Does he have kids that are out there that maybe could have used? That would be very interesting to know.
This is not about me.
What?
Nothing.
Talk about you.
Jamal is ridiculous.
It would be interesting to know, Jamal, whether or not this guy has any kids out there that could have used a new coat, a new whatever. It would be
that's
very
why he only spent $20,000 and not the full $30,000.
It's
a million.
It's $20,000. He got robbed, Jamal, in Detroit. Okay, yes, at a gas station. Okay, and probably in the hood. No offense to him, and he got robbed. Okay, you know what? That to me was foolish. Okay, and he could have done better with his $30,000. And not to mention the fact he probably went around telling people, "Look, $20,000. I want $30,000. If I hit the lottery, hey, the only person that's gonna know about the lottery, okay, are you, Zaylor, and Jermaine. That's it."
Right. The last blast I want to do, man, is a very special one, man. When you hear your name, please step forward. Jim Potts, face the firing squad, man. I'm putting Jim Potts on blast this week. And I'm going to tell you why, man.
I'm getting ready to blank you off of this, Ronan.
I keep hearing
right now. No, go ahead, Jamal.
Hearing Jim Potts tell me and other people watch Fox News. They tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help them, God.
That is not true.
I don't think that's been true.
That is not true. That is not true, Jamal. I do not do that. I tell people watch the Fox News and watch CNN. I said all of these outlets. Zeller, have I told you none of these outlets are 100%? Okay? Zeller, you sitting there? You mean to tell me I've never told you that?
I'm not pushing up on Jamal's
now. Jamal, you've never heard me say that Fox News 100% always to every one of these outlets, Jamal, slants things in their direction.
You don't say they tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I never heard that out of my mouth.
I added that part in for entertainment. Your Honor, let the record reflect that I added that part in. But no, because we brought up this issue with Kamala Harris this week. Now, I've been watching the news and stuff, and I've been hearing them trash Kamala Harris and showing how she was getting rejected and stuff like that. Now, I don't think that's fair. To be honest with you, Republicans should be applauding her. That sounds like a darn near Republican agenda. She told them, don't come. Isn't that what they wanted? Isn't that what Fox News?
Well, we've got an email that somebody sent in, Jamal, that will address that, okay?
Okay. The other part is, too, you know, matter of fact, Joe Biden in his first 100 days, we always say give him a chance. In his first 100 days, he's created more jobs than any other president in U.S. history.
Jamal, I think I'm going to retch. What the hell are you talking about? The jobs are coming back, Jamal, because for the last year, people have been out of work due to the pandemic. Is what's happening is that people are simply going back to work.
He's not creating any jobs. I get that that's part of it.
Where did Joe Biden create a job, Jamal?
Lord knows if 45 was in office.
Where did Joe Biden create a job, Jamal? How did he create jobs?
The unemployment rate, according to the EDD, is a lot lower than it was last year. Now,
Jamal, last year was a pandemic.
I get what you're saying. Is what I'm trying to tell you is that if this was 45 in office, they'd have been on their knees bowing and praying of what a great job he did to bring the economy back. Is that what they did? Because they did the same thing when 44 was in office. Remember, it was at an all-time low.
Okay, well, you are an example of an uninformed person, okay? Because the reality is that one of the things that Trump was preaching about the manufacturing coming back from overseas, okay, and creating more jobs there because they were trying to do more production and things of that nature in the United States. You're talking about Joe Biden creating jobs? Tell that to the pipeline people that are out of work and are still out of work, Jamal. Can I finish?
The percentage is getting lower. And part of that,
because people are going back to work after the pandemic, Jamal.
Okay, and then the last part of this conversation, people are ready to get back to work because the vaccines have been out there. Thank you to Operation Warp Speed. He did a good job. Now they don't want to give him credit to the man that's distributing 220 million vaccines out there also.
Okay, now you realize that some of that was already in place before he came into office.
17 million.
Some of that was already
in my receipts, sir. 17 million while Trump was in office.
Okay, you're not going to let me speak. We're going to move on. We got another thing here saying just by controlling the pandemic, which Biden did not do, but this person says Biden helped to create jobs by controlling the pandemic. Okay, he controlled the pandemic. Okay, that's one view. All right, I don't believe he controlled the pandemic. I think that the vaccinations that were created by Warp Speed has definitely helped, but not only that, but let's not leave out some of these states that actually got very aggressive with shutting down businesses and things of that nature. That was not Joe Biden. California, as an example, Gavin Newsom shut down California. It had nothing to do with Joe Biden, okay, to help control the pandemic. The governors and the mayors, in my opinion, did more toward that. Okay?
Wait, are you giving Gavin Newsom props for shutting down California?
No, because
that's what it sounded like to me. I thought.
Let me finish, okay? You jumped in, okay? And what Gavin Newsom did was go a little bit too far. That's why all these restaurants went out of business, because Gavin Newsom was a hypocrite. Gavin Newsom was out there saying shut it all down, and yet he was at these different places, okay? You know, stuffing his face with groups, okay? That's one thing. The second thing is with the restaurants, he waited far too long with this, and he had double standards with that. He was trying to tell them they couldn't even have the situation out on the street. So he made mistakes along with it. Okay, but the reality is that it wasn't Joe Biden. These things were handled state by state. There was no mandate by Joe Biden on how to handle this. So no, Joe Biden did not.
So no credit for the president.
What you just said, well, then why does Trump get credit for Operation Warp Speed? He wasn't making the vaccines.
Okay, we're getting text messages. You want to hear me? You want to keep rattling off?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, here's one. They're talking about you, Jamal. He's your son. Laugh out loud. Biden created jobs. You know, exclamation points, exclamation points. So, look, you know what? We could talk about this all day. Let's get to some of these emails, guys.
Right. Fair enough.
And we'll just agree to disagree. All right?
Yeah, get out them readers.
Just to let you know, you don't have to bother coming to the office tomorrow. But anyway. Jim, Kamala Harris is an inept and hopeless when it comes to handling the border crisis. Her trip to Guatemala and Mexico was not received well by either country. When pressed why she has not been to the border, she answered she has not been to Europe or Australia either. Why does she refuse to go to the border? Any thoughts? And that's from Michelle from San Diego. Yeah, I got some thoughts.
Can I comment on that?
Go ahead, Jamal.
Why would she receive a warm welcome if she went over there and said, don't come? What'd you think they were going to do? You know what I mean? She told them, don't come. That's what people been complaining. The border crisis has been a problem. She went over there and addressed the issue. I'm not saying she did a marvelous job at it, but she sure wasn't going to receive a hug for saying, don't come. So of course people was going to complain and not be happy over there.
I'll let Zayla respond, and I'll come in and I'll come back with my response. Go ahead, Zayla.
The border crisis has been an issue for a long time, and it's not going to be something that's going to be solved in 5 months. So the part that I think is always interesting is and I know that this is a talking point that shows up on Fox News. So if Kamala Harris went to the border, is the border crisis miraculously going to just like disappear and it's going to be done with it, as opposed to her going to where the problem is and trying to address the source of the problem, as opposed to going over and trying to address the symptoms at the border? I think showing up at the border is just going to be optics, and Republicans are just using that as a ploy, as opposed to trying to address the real reason, which is why people are coming here. And some of it is drugs, right? The drug cartels and the draw for drugs that Americans have from drugs from these Central and South American countries.
You guys finish?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, sir. Great. First of all, it still goes to the same thing. Why hasn't she been at the border? Why hasn't she gone down there and taken a bird's eye view of what's going on? That's the first thing. The second thing is, Jamal, she went down there and said, don't come. The reason why people are telling her that she wasn't well received is because of the fact that the message when she's going down there, that's lip service. Don't come. But yet the Biden administration changed all of the things that the Trump administration put in place. The Mexican government and the Guatemalan government and the triangles, they felt that they had this under control. When Biden came in and shut all of that down, that's what created the surge of these people coming up there. And when they told her that, when I say not well received from the standpoint that Now you're saying, okay, don't come. Biden said earlier, don't come. We get that. But what are they doing? They're sending one message, but they're not doing anything. These people are, oh, you guys are talking about Fox News. You have no choice because CNN, they're not covering any of this. These people are coming over the border. People are drowning coming over the border. They're doing everything they can possibly do to get over here. They weren't doing that during the Trump administration. I'm not saying nobody ever came, okay? But not the way that it's coming right now. Why? Because they know if they get here, that in fact, they are going to get to stay. So when she says, don't come, oh yeah, that's all she's saying. That's just lip service. What are they doing to ensure that they are protecting the border to make sure that when these people do get here, they're not going to be admitted? These people are all being admitted. Well, don't come, but this is what's going on. Don't come.
Let me ask you a question. Forward. What did Trump do? How was Trump so successful? I don't remember that wall ever being built, but how was Trump ever so successful?
Jamal, do me a favor. Just Google the numbers. I've been on the show with the numbers, okay?
If we want to look at numbers, Obama actually deported more immigrants.
We're not talking about who got deported. I don't disagree with that.
If I'm not mistaken,
Who is disagreeing with that, Jamal? Who's disagreeing with that?
When Trump took over.
And during the Trump administration, Jamal, just Google the numbers. That's what I ask you guys to do sometimes. That's not Fox. That's not CNN. Just Google the numbers. The numbers of people that were able to come in here, he halted that stuff. They were halted. Mexico had it worked out about people being able to come here. They were going through a certain process. Okay, they weren't just free-flowing over the border.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He actually took over what Obama was doing because he deported more people than any other president.
Jamal, he did not take over what God almighty. Okay, he took over what Obama was doing, so let's give Obama the credit. Hold on, we got a thing here. What do you want them to do? Build a wall and make Mexico pay for it? I don't know what that means. But at any rate, you know, Biden the other day was asked about possibly continuing the wall. And I'll tell you something else. Texas, because the Biden administration is doing nothing, okay, to stop these people from coming across. So you can say all day long, don't come. These people aren't listening to that. Texas is talking about building their own wall or completing that wall against at Texas to stop these people from coming in the way that they're coming in.
Texas had this problem for a long time, so they just now started to build this wall?
Get in touch with Abbott and ask him, Jamal. The problem is they have not been coming in the droves that they're coming in now, and it's creating a problem for them, a bigger problem for them.
So let's look and see what the reason why there are more people coming than before. And Kamala Harris addressed some of this during not only her meeting with the Guatemalan president, but others. Climate change resulting in more hurricanes and more earthquakes and all that kind of stuff has significantly impacted the Central and South American countries more than before. So if we're going to be honest in regards to what's resulting in people being a draw here, then you can't address the fundamental issue and the problem. Why not address the reason why they're leaving as opposed to waiting for them to come to the border? The main difference between what Trump was doing and every other American president before him and Biden is the fact that Trump didn't allow folks to come in and apply for asylum here. So what Biden is doing is the same thing that the presidents that you absolutely love, Reagan, Bush Senior, Bush Jr., did the exact same thing. So what Biden's doing is the same thing that the Bushes and the Reagans were doing. So what's the difference in regard to that?
Do me a favor. Don't put words in my mouth about who I love and don't love, okay?
I'm asking you a question. Trump is the only president that changed the policy so that you couldn't come across the border. I just want to make sure that I'm clear in regards to my position. Trump's the only president that changed it so that you couldn't come into this country and apply for asylum. He said, no, stay at the border, stay there, and you can apply, but you have to stay outside of the country. So what Biden is doing is reverting back to what all other American presidents had done before him, before Trump.
Can I speak now?
Absolutely.
Without you interrupting me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Don't put words in my mouth. You sit up here and talk about how I love Bush, how I love this president, love those. Don't even put that in my, because you've never heard me say anything about that. And I have voted for Democratic presidents, okay? So don't even go in that direction. Every president to me, and Jamal, you brought this up earlier. I have said before, every president needs to be given an opportunity to succeed, given the opportunity. I've said that before.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I said the same thing about Biden. Just because we're talking about these things and having a disagreement about Biden, look, he's the president, okay? People are going to always disagree with whoever is in the Oval Office. We don't have to like everything. There's things that, that Biden are doing that are probably fine. I've talked about that on the show, okay? So don't paint this picture like I hate Democratic presidents and I love all Republican presidents, because that's not true. Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify. We got somebody else here that just rang in. So let me see this. Okay, no one in the Democratic Party wants to address immediate situation, whether illegal immigration or restorative justice. Stop illegal immigrants by stopping crossing. Stop crime by arresting and jailing crooks. Long-term causation should be addressed, but secondary, not by ignoring the immediate cause and effects, you know, that's hurting the public. Okay. And once again, I think that that's a good point as well. Okay. So look, this is always going to be controversial. All of these different presidents have had to deal with this issue. Okay. And guess what? When Biden is out of office, okay, in 2024, and now we have a Republican in there in 2024, what's going to happen? We're going to be having the same controversies that we're having right now.
And I hope that we have shows talking about it.
Excuse me?
I hope we have shows talking about it.
Absolutely. You hope we have shows talking about it?
And not just when there's a Democratic president in place.
Oh, please. Are you telling me? You look at what Trump went through. I don't even want to get into it.
Come on. Let's get some more emails. Let's get to the emails. Let's go.
President. Give me a break, man. Anyway, let's go to this other email. All right? I'm going to get two other hosts. I got to find two conservative hosts.
I think it's bad.
There's a lot of concern about the border crisis. People crossing illegally to live here. There is another issue that needs to be addressed. Drugs. More specifically, fentanyl. This is all being done by the cartel. We need to be going after the cartel for both of these issues. And that's from Jose from Texas. Now, I went and did my research. Unlike my co-host, they don't research as much as me. But anyway, 2018, 2,283 pounds of fentanyl was seized. 2019, again, the border was tighter then. 2019, 2,801 pounds were seized. 2020, 4,776. Already this year, 6,494 pounds seized already this year because of everything that's coming. Now, I know a lot of people don't know about fentanyl, so I wanted them to understand. Fentanyl is a powerful opioid used as a pain medication. It's also used as a recreational drug, sometimes mixed with heroin, amphetamines, or cocaine. It has a rapid onset and lasts about 2 hours, okay? So this fentanyl issue is a big deal, okay? And to me, that's all, you know, that's a problem, okay? So it is the cartel. A lot of this, what we're talking about, is the cartel. They got one Republican senator that's actually filing to create a war on the cartel. I forget what his name is, which I think is a good idea, but you got to work in conjunction with Mexico. Okay, somebody popped up. What makes you think a Republican will be in office in 2024? I don't know. I'm just going to be hopeful. At any rate, let's keep moving. All right?
Keep hope alive.
Hey, what am I supposed to say? Biden? Biden will be 103 by then? Will be reelected? Give me a break, okay?
Bernie Sanders, 2024.
Third one. Jim, why are the Republicans, especially Kevin McCarthy, still in love with Trump, who still believe he was cheated out of the election? Do you honestly believe he lost by fraud? And that's Susan from Wisconsin. Susan, I've said it on this show before. Trump needs to shut the heck up regarding his business about the election and the election results, okay, in my opinion. Do I think he lost by fraud? I've talked about it on the show before. We talked about it when we said what other president lost and was reelected. Remember Zeller? And we talked about it was a Buchanan, I think. What did he, and this was back in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. What did he yell? It was by fraud. Okay, look, I don't know the whole deal out there about the fraud. I don't care at this point. Once it's over, it's over. Okay, and just keep harping on the fact that I lost because of fraud. Give it up. Okay, move on to something else. because people are sick of hearing it. Can I say and I'll make it clear again, I don't want to see Trump win in 2024. This is on the air. I'm being taped. I don't need to see Trump in 2024.
I'm glad because, man, I'm over it. I'm so over it, man. But yeah. By the way, I just saw an article saying that, you know, Trump might be trying to retake the office back in this upcoming August somehow. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, put that out.
He thinks that, what is it? Was it Georgia and Arizona? That somehow or another he's going to be able to prove that these two states, okay, it was wrong, it was fraud, whatever the hell it was, okay? That ain't going to happen. This guy just has an ego, okay, that just won't wait, okay? And that's part of his problem, in my opinion. End of story. Okay, somebody typed in Trump is the fraud. Okay, yeah. Manhattan DA will prove that, okay. You know, whatever the case may be. So we'll just wait and see. But at any rate, my thoughts are I think he should give it up, okay? If he's serious about running for 2024, he needs to jump off of this bandwagon and talk about what he thinks he can bring back to the table, not vote for me because I got cheated the last time. That's my opinion. I think we're all on the same page with that, right?
No, we are all three. Write this day down. All three of us are in agreement with that one, for sure.
All right. So now that I threatened Jamal's job for tomorrow, all of a sudden he's jumping on the bandwagon with me. Okay, man.
Bandwagon? You just said, are we all in agreement?
I'm just kidding, man. Okay. Before I forget, I'm going to tell everybody what the topic is for next week. We're on the air next week, guys.
On Father's Day. Okay.
On Father's Day. We gave the mothers the courtesy, Jamal. Okay.
I got a thing about Father's Day, and that's perfectly fine, man. I always say the Father's Day is almost meaningless, it seems like, compared to Mother's Day.
Exactly. That's how I look at it. So, to me, Father's Day is cool, okay? But we're going to be in the air. And next week, we are going to be talking about the mysterious deaths of people surrounding Hillary and Bill Clinton.
This is Jamal talking.
Negative stuff up about them.
Yeah. Jamal been waiting for this one.
I've been talking about this forever.
Just recently, the guy that wrote the last book about Hillary, I forget exactly what it was all about, but it was not something positive. The guy is 45 years old, and all of a sudden that guy committed suicide. Okay? So all of these deaths surrounding the Clintons are coincidences, okay? That when you write about them, go after them, and all of a sudden something happens.
Yep.
Why? We're going to look into this for next week. Investigate this reporting.
What is this, body count number 53? I think it's like body count number 52. Don't forget, Pence almost bought it too. His plane almost mysteriously crashed when he was running, when he was campaigning.
Yeah. So, well, we're going to talk about this next week. So, Zeller, I know how you love the Clintons, so we'll let you see what you do.
Make it you can't find somebody that hates the Clintons more than me.
We're getting some reactions. Oh, wow. Can't wait for next week.
Of course. We're
going to be talking about the Clintons.
Man. I might do my own YouTube channel just for that.
We didn't spend so much time talking about all this other stuff, guys. Look, we better get to look. I came up with some things regarding Joe Biden's first 100 days or first, you know, 5 or 6 months in office, whatever it's been right now. And let me just make it clear that the information I got was not from Fox News. OK, I researched it on the Internet. And we know that some of those media outlets are more pro Biden. OK, and that's OK. So here's what they're saying. And some of the Democrats. OK, so what I'm giving you right now. OK, hold on a second.
I'll say Sean Hannity don't count.
Oh, you know Sean Hannity loves some Trump, man. I don't know what's happening there. Jamal, we'll be tuning in next week just for you. Okay, so somebody saying they could be.
Oh yeah, they know Jamal's all over this. Jamal's been counting. See, he knew the updated body count.
At any rate, look. Okay, look. Now
Jamal's gonna host the show.
After 6 months of Democratic control in Washington, the party's progressive wing is growing increasingly restless as campaign promises go undone. Blocked not only by Republican obstruction, but also by the Democrats' own inability to unite fully around the priorities. And this was not from Fox News, okay? Let's see, the timing is pivotal for Joe Biden. There's a lot of anxiety. Representative Kohanan, from a Democrat from California, who said, who had been, I guess, co-chair of Bernie Sanders' presidential bid, it's a question really for President Biden. What kind of president does he want to be? The Democrats strained to deliver on Biden's agenda. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warned colleagues that June will test our resolve. And talking about things like the ambitious elections and voting bill is all but dead. Legislation on police brutality, gun control, and immigration has stalled. So they are not happy. The party suffered a debilitating blow over the weekend when Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat, announced his opposition to the voting bill. And here's one person, Democrat, saying that she feels discouraged about what's going on. That's Representative Pramila Jayapal. Thank you, Zella. So at any rate, so there's a lot of unrest, you know, about this. And it's not just it's from the Democrats because that's their guy. OK, so we just have to wait and see what's going to happen. Look, to me, Joe Biden has not been in office long enough, OK, to accomplish everything on the agenda. You don't accomplish your agenda. That's how you get 4 years. So you got 4 years to accomplish the agenda. So we'll wait and see what happens. What I did do was list out some things that are the more controversial things. Biden wanted to rejoin the Iran deal. He promised to rejoin that. He's in discussions with other world powers, but this has still not been done. I think that's going to be a little bit out of his reach, to be honest with you, because I don't think people are really going to be agreeing with that. Immigration, undocumented immigrants, 11 million. He said on day one, he was going to offer a path for citizenship. And one of the major reasons for the border problem is because of the fact that he, in fact, said that he was going to do undocumented immigrants, 11 million, day one path. So that's why a lot of these people are flooding up there, going back to what we were talking about before, because if you're going to give them, okay, the opportunity for a path for citizenship, why wouldn't these people come up? And that's what created the problem, is the argument. Next one, rescind the ban on travel for major Muslim countries. He did do that. Here's one that I didn't have a problem with. I mean, you know, I'm all about trying to avoid some of the terrorism and things of that nature, but I was not against him doing that. And I think that that was a good thing. Okay. So that was fine. He also reversed the transgender military ban by executive order on his first day. And I'm not against that. So that's what I was telling you guys. You guys always point this out because, you know, you think that everything that, you know, that the Democrats do or Biden does, I don't agree with. And that's not true. Okay, there's things that he does that I don't disagree with. So I still have a right to disagree with the other areas. You guys have a tendency to forget that. Okay, next one. Enact the Equality Act. That's in progress. Okay, but that's to ensure that the LGBTQ plus equality. Now, the House passed that, but it's being held up by the Senate. Okay, and I think, Zella, do they need 60 votes versus... I think they need 60 votes.
Yeah, because of the filibuster. So we should put that on the senators that are there as opposed to the president. The president doesn't have a vote in the Senate. So we can blame Biden if the House and the Senate were to pass it and he were to not sign it. But blaming Biden for his, for members of his party not...
Just to be clear, I'm not blaming Biden on this, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think that the Equality Act, Zella, we give lectures on this. We give seminars on this. So... I'm not opposed to it. I think I've talked about this for years, that I feel that there should be protections for the LGBTQ community as part of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So I do agree with that. So it is what it is. We're going to wait and see what happens. The Voting Rights Act is in progress. H.R. 1 again, voter access issues. That's always going to be controversial. And we know that, okay? H.R. 1, Zeller. Mm-hmm. The voter access issues. That to me is always going to be a situation where people are going to be disagreeing and saying, you know, we had a conversation with my wife's cousin yesterday about that. And he's from Georgia. And we were talking about that. and people talking about the fact that, yeah, but they're trying to stop people from voting in the lines. They won't even give them water. And that is not true. All it was saying was that you can't, within a certain distance of the polling center, nobody can be approached by anybody because they don't want these individuals up there campaigning for people right before they go in the front door. If you're 50 yards back, as an example, you can get whatever water, food, or whatever you want. You just can't do it within a certain distance. But yet, there are those out there that make believe that this thing is, oh, they're denying you access, they're denying you even water standing in line. And that's not true. That's
those, not laws true. Are, those laws are already on the books, Jim. Those laws are already on the books.
So and I agree with you. I agree. So they should follow the laws in the book. I don't disagree with that.
So what? So why make it and limit the ability for folks to be able to vote on Sunday, if in some of these states if you can look at the numbers, right? Demographics, we like facts, right? So if the numbers show that the majority of Black people are voting on Sunday after church, and the state legislature is going over there and changing it and saying that you can't vote on Sunday, what's the purpose behind that?
Okay, listen. Here we go. Okay, you're shooting an arrow at me. I don't care if they vote on Sunday. I don't see the big deal about voting.
These are the issues that people are pushing back on in regards to the voting rights law.
Everybody's got an opinion. My opinion is I don't see a big deal about that. Somebody wants to vote on a Sunday, I don't care. They could vote. They could have voting 24 hours around the clock for all I care. When it's time to vote, people should have access. What I don't like is the narratives as if people are saying, hey, they're trying to prevent us from voting. They're trying to prevent people from voting. Why did we have more votes this past election than ever in history?
Voters back in November and December saying it was the most secure, the most this, it was a perfect election, there were no fraud, no nothing, da da da. And yet now, months later, when there's this narrative that there's all this fraud that's been going on and Trump was cheated out of the election, all of a sudden they're changing their tune, supporting and signing these bills that are trying to, that are really doing things to restrict people's access to be able to vote.
That's who politicians are. I can't put it any other way. That's who politicians are. Look. The issue about voting, I just got through saying, it goes back to the 1800s. There's always going to be people who disagree with some kind of method. It's always going to be there. The next one is gun control. No action. Legislative, executive action, he hasn't done anything. The only thing that he did was about the ghost guns. And I don't disagree about the ghost guns. You know, these guys that are getting stuff off the internet and building this stuff. I get that.
Was that no action or is that some action?
No. It's what happened was under the gun control legislation, okay, what they were trying to talk about is gun control, not the thing about the ghost guns. It's what I'm saying is that he did by executive order. I'm talking about legislation, national legislation.
You're acting like he's the one that's voting. Yes, the president's job is to try to rally his folks in his party to support it, but senators and House representatives are independent people that have their elected, you know, their constituents that they have to respond to. And just because the president is saying that they want something doesn't mean that they're gonna do it and make it happen. I mean, remember, Manchin's from West Virginia. You know, he might as well be a Republican based on the way that he votes.
Jim, don't you think that things like the infrastructure should be voted on by the people since it's for the benefit of the people and paid for by the people because the infrastructure in this country is in dire shape? Listen, here's the problem with this infrastructure stuff. How many times have voters been screwed on the infrastructure taxes? Come on, you guys have been, you know, live in California. Zella, you lived here. How many times on the ballot did they put in there, hey, this money is going toward the roads, as an example, and that money gets there? Look, I agree that there should be something with infrastructure. I don't disagree with that. But we've been burned as citizens so many times regarding money that you say that you're going to get is going to go toward this, and it doesn't go there.
True. Okay. How many times was infrastructure week during the last administration? I think the last time I counted was like 12.
The last one is create a national commission on police restructuring. No action has been done on that. But with that one, I think that they're trying to work in that direction. Zayla, I agree with you. Look, the issue about infrastructure is always going to be there. Do we need certain some of this stuff? Yes. But to me, on infrastructure, some of this needs to be handled on a state-by-state basis. If the federal government wants the infrastructure money to do the property, the federal government property, I get it. Okay,
infrastructure bill need to be an isolated bill. The problem is they'll start sneaking in other stuff with it, and that becomes
the problem. And that's exactly what they're doing, and that's why they're so far away on this. Okay, guys, listen, you can see the time is up. But as always, it was a pleasure you know, with you guys, even though you guys were wrong 50% of the time, you know.
Which 50?
The 50 that was against Fox News.
We want our listeners to know next week it's going to be a firestorm because we're going to get into this about the Clintons, okay? Oh, wait, one last comment by somebody. Voting regulations is the foundation of American representative government. Voter fraud comes from the weaknesses in the regulations that prevent fraudulent ballots. Forget Trump and presidential popular vote. Look at local elections for basic power. It even affects electoral college, which is the real presidential vote, as well as senator, congressional, governor, etc. And that's all true. Okay, guys, we're signing off. Tell everybody goodbye.
Hey, have a good Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your evening and have a great week.
Absolutely. All right. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Bye.
You're listening to Listen Up with James Potts and co-hosts Jamal Potts and Zaylor Stout, only on LA Talk Radio.